Washington lawmakers have passed a nearly $44 billion two-year budget, averting an imminent government shutdown. The bipartisan vote Friday afternoon follows months of partisan gridlock. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
If you have a reservation at a Washington state park this weekend, or if you rely on state services, you can breathe a sigh of relief. In the waning hours of the fiscal year, the legislature delivered to the governor a budget that keeps the lights on. But supporters say it does much more than that. Republican John Braun chairs the Senate Budget Committee. He says this budget makes historic investments in public schools to comply with a Supreme Court ruling.
It's done in a way that's student-centered, that's teacher-friendly, that's taxpayer fair, and I think is really accountable to the public.
But not everyone agrees. The state's teachers union says this budget still falls short when it comes to teacher pay and class size. Meanwhile, some Republicans say a more than 13% increase in state spending over the next 2 years is too much. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.